Right now, though, it is my pleasure to introduce Julie Pring. Julie is the coordinator of Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Julie, can you tell us a little about how Parkinson's disease is diagnosed?
The main things a GP or a neurologist looks at are the symptoms.
Yeah. And what are the most obvious symptoms of Parkinson's disease?
There's stiffness or rigidity in the muscles, tremor or shaking, especially at rest, slower movements known as bradykinesia, changes to walking patterns or gait. Not everyone has all these movement symptoms, and they often start very subtly and slowly, with other non-motor symptoms sometimes more obvious at an earlier stage.
Are there any tests that doctors might be able to do to help in the diagnosing of Parkinson's, Julie?
Well, as more sophisticated technology comes on board, it leads to different available tests. There's still not any one test that identifies Parkinson's, but some tests help to exclude other conditions may be ordered, and these may be ordered.
Is a specialist needed to make that diagnosis?
No, GPs can start to treat someone for Parkinson's if they feel that's what they have. And a person's response to medication can help confirm a Parkinson's diagnosis or whether there may be other conditions.
Wow. Julia, we really appreciate you giving us this little snippets of information each month in regards to that. But how about you guys? What is Caboolture Parkinson's up to this month?
Well, we get back to our meetings this month on the third Thursday, so it's next week on the 16th, 12 noon at Grant Road Sports and Community Complex. But because we had good attendance last month, we're going to get together again informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10:30 on the second Thursday of the month. So anyone, either for the main meeting or for the catch-up on a Parkinson's journey, is welcome to join us.
Oh, that sounds really, really good. How about any listeners that might be thinking, how do I go about getting in contact with Parkinson's?
Well, number one probably is to check with FM 101.5 because they have all the details of how to get in touch with Parkinson's Queensland, or they can look at their website, contact them, or contact myself, and the station has those details.
We do so, certainly, Julie. Now, listen, you often give us a lovely little quote or two. Do you have anything for us today?
If you can find a path with no obstacles, it probably doesn't lead anywhere. It was Frank Clark that said that. And another one that is anonymous, life is like photography. We develop from the negatives.
Well done. Julie Pring, coordinator of Caboolture Support Parkinson's, thank you very much for talking to us again. And as I said, giving us those little snippets of information, I'm sure that's helping a lot of our listeners. Thanks, Julie.